Well, here at Big Richard Incorporated, we like to explore both sides of the human gender available within oneself. So in addition to being four strong, powerful women that you're witnessing, and their togetherness and friendship up here, well, we're also just four boys who want to mash grass, all right? So, do you want to meet some of the boys? Okay. Over there on the banjo, that ski boy.
Ski boy is like forever 17 and is always stoned and still lives in his mom's basement, skis all day, and doesn't have a real job. Plays in a bluegrass band.
He can only grow a mustache right here. It doesn't grow in the middle yet.
Same, ski boy. Same.
Say what you will. We're going to finish this tour, and my first gig after this tour is over is a kickoff ski event where I get paid in skis. So I career goals elsewhere, I don't know yet, but like my ski musician goals have peaked on Tuesday. They're peaking.
Ski boy is peaking, you guys. Don't watch. Oh, my God. Okay, and then on the upright bass, give it up, it's Sir Willie Blazel. She has many names. She's our resident, like, D&D stoner boy, you know? Like a sexually active band nerd. That kind of guy.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. It's true. Okay, next.
Move on, you did me, move on. I'm Cowboy Daddy.
This is me. She's your daddy now. Yeah. Anytime she does something you like, you can be like, yes, daddy.
Yeah.
Or you can yell, yeehaw, fuck the law. That gets her too.
Makes my nipples hard.
Yeah. And then just in case we've missed some region from the Midwest over there, that's just Steve.
Just Steve.
Gotta offend everybody. Steve wears a lot of flannel, has a great dog, he fishes every weekend, might be a serial killer, we're not sure.
He's just your basic Midwestern dad.
And in case we haven't ruffled enough feathers, we're gonna play a song now about, our friends Andy and Cecilia Thorne wrote this song from Leftover Salmon. And it's a song about gun violence. And I'm a gun owner, and I just want to take a moment to speak to the other gun owners in the crowd, because statistically you're out there. I know you are. We have a problem on our hands in this country, and I think some of the responsibility lies in our hands, too. If you own a gun, it's your responsibility to keep it locked up, stored safely, maybe keep the ammo stored separately, I don't know. Especially if you have little kids in the house. And if you have someone in the house, maybe it's you, who has like a couple of weird days every now and then. We all do, especially these days. It's like, shit's crazy out there. We have weird days. Maybe have a plan in place to like hand your gun to a friend or a family member for a few days. Just let's help keep everybody safe here. We owe it to our kids. Weirdly, the person I've offended the most by saying all that was some extremely liberal person from Boulder who wrote me a really long email about, I don't know how I didn't say enough, and I was like, Jesus Christ, did you not hear this song? I don't know. Just say it. I'm done preaching.